Señor presidente, señor representante, gracias por esta oportunidad para comunidad de las ONGs, para llevar a cabo esta intervención. Señor presidente, el proceso está cambiando. Los grupos amplios comunitarios pueden acceder a comunidades más amplias y pueden integrarse en el ámbito público. Y todo esto está conectado con los ordenadores al mismo tiempo. La economía mundial también está conectada, pero hay un aspecto que se ignora, que se menoscaba, que es el de la seguridad. Este es el reto. El número de casos de uso indebido de sustancias biológicas es desconocido. Tampoco sabemos cuál es la evolución con miras al futuro. Y nos basamos en la pericia en torres de marfil, en silos, ¿no? Desligadas unas de otras. Para la conferencia de examen, la novena, el año próximo, para que tengáis idea, hay que actuar ahora para fortalecer la convención. Hay dos áreas en particular que, como parte de la comunidad de ONGs, quisiéramos destacar. Primero, que los Estados partes tengan los canales de comunicación abiertos también para los actores no institucionalizados, diríamos los amateurs. Ha habido muchos esfuerzos para dialogar con los jóvenes, las organizaciones de la juventud, etcétera, pero hay toda una serie de segmentos de población que no están vinculados. Es importante incluir a las comunidades científicas y grupos no tradicionales, laboratorios, científicos, etcétera.
Experience in either innovating, developing, or using biotechnologies who may or may not have professional or academic qualifications and who practice science outside the.
Los intérpretes no pueden seguir a este ritmo, no cuentan con el texto y sería una parodia intentar interpretar. Gracias.
Reporting system or engagement pathway with non-traditional experts in, say, the United Kingdom. This contrasts with a model adopted in the United States, where the FBI engages directly with and sponsors community laboratories and their activities. The inclusion of non-traditional experts in the iterative process of identifying and mitigating vulnerabilities may contribute to the prevention of biological misuse and is worth pursuing in the countries outside of the United States and internationally. Following this, the second point I would like to expand on is that the convention needs a mechanism to systematically monitor and review developments in science and technology. As a joint NGO statement noted, a hybrid process takes full advantage of the benefits that the limited participation and open models have to offer. The views expressed by expert groups or forecasting exercises will only inform future biosecurity and public health policy for a limited time horizon, because things are changing at such pace. There's a need for a complementary experimental framework that is coupled with practical suggestions. I wish to suggest the possibility of a continuous course of inquiry. For this, I encourage state parties to consider implementing a red teaming mechanism that consists of an event that brings domain experts of both traditional and non-traditional professions, as noted previously, to collaborate intensively. Red teaming is an experimental approach of testing a target system and the extent of its security to report any found weakness with the aim to develop instruction for its remedy. This event can be held multiple times in a year and can focus on various emerging issues in biotechnology. Invited experts are at the forefront of their field and can share prospects and challenges of the technology under investigation. The experts form cross-pollinated groups, mixing traditional and non-traditional technical expertise and backgrounds. In the first part, the experts challenge assumptions, crowdsource ideas, and collective intelligence of the biotechnology or area of interest through scenario building exercises. In the second part, experts are asked to identify possible future exploits of the biotechnology or area assessed, while also generating ideas to prevent misuses of it. And in doing so, the mechanism captures current and nuanced opinions of diverse field experts while also generating detailed prototyping proposals. A scientific advisory board can review the experts' proposals to deliver a relevant policy briefing. The United States, for example, has argued that a mechanism should start, quote, produce useful products written in plain language, end quote. I encourage state parties to distill technical discussion into accessible policy-friendly materials, as we have piloted with our policy briefing regarding synthetic biology and future crime. Mr. Chair, biological misuse at the intersection of the cyber and life science domains and its classification will have to be considered carefully, as it may currently be underreported and its forms unknown or even undetectable. Biotechnology is not constrained to borders and will be exploited regardless of country. In common with this, the inherent and ongoing challenge of unlocalized threats within cyberspace persists, both in terms of identifying the origin of the attack and the attacker's non-geographic cyber identity. Similar issues may increasingly emerge for biological threats, and consideration should be given to how to deal with such issues. A red teaming mechanism aims to proactively identify early warnings and integrate elicited opinions from diverse field experts. This or a similar mechanism can be used to aid national and international security decision making for risks on emerging technology, including biotechnology, and has been recognized and published by the UK's National Security Machinery First Report. Mr. Chair, I thank you for your attention.